Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Morning, everyone.
You can't even see the bruises.
Yeah, pray tell what befell me yesterday, because I was getting quite a few messages going, I hope you get well soon, you shouldn't play with Chuck so hard, blah, blah, blah. So obviously you told people that I had some sort of accident on the Total Gym.
No, I did not.
What did you tell them?
I told them Chuck Norris Gym beat you up. It is now a clothesline.
Yeah.
You are drawing sheets on it as we speak.
Well, yes. No, that did not happen.
Well, no, you had self-inflicted day off.
I think
we should leave it at that.
What, you were hungover?
Oh, no.
Tragically, right.
Self-inflicted, that's what that means.
Yeah, gone hard, thinking, oh, shut up, Michael, three bottles is nothing.
Or...
No, I glutened myself.
Tanya,
I don't know whether that's an adjective, but I did.
Tanya, don't. That brings shame upon the show. She glutened herself.
I ate a bit of gluten, so it was a bread roll, was it?
Adverb it is. It was, actually, I think.
Bloody bread rolls.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, I'm in terrible pain today. All my, like, this must be what it feels like to get ancient. Because all my joints are on fire. Yeah, today I have. All the joints are on fire.
Ugh. But that's not good.
That subsides after it's all out of your system.
And this is from the hashies?
Yeah. No, I think it's because I'm you know, have all those celiac markers.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You're just falling apart on me, mate. I'm hobbling in on a wheelchair. You've got aching bones.
I'm going to have sore balls in a couple of weeks.
Oh. Ryan?
Oh, sorry.
Testicles.
Rosie.
I'm having a vasectomy, so we've all got our little ailments at the moment.
Isn't it funny how his brain went straight to that? And it's not for weeks. What date is it?
I think it's 2 weeks today.
Yeah,
I have to double check.
I was only thinking the other day, because this came, you know, I'm a YouTube nut, but this came across, and it was literally a 1950s radio station.
Yeah.
And it was that classic, you know, good morning, everybody, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just thinking, you wouldn't imagine those. That's right, everybody, I'm getting my ball snipped. Yeah, we've changed and we can talk freely about things now on the radio. And when none of us are wearing tuxedos.
Sorry, that was too much information
for
both of you.
It was, pretty much.
I apologise.
Especially first thing.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
if
one
you've got
wants
Weet-Bix in your mouth, apologies.
You certainly went hard, mate. You certainly went hard straight away.
Mm. Anyway, you heard the story. Eunuchs are in.
Eunuchs are in.
Yeah.
What story was that, mate?
Hamish talked about eunuchs the other day, or I imagined it. One of the two. Did he?
I don't know.
I think he did.
Stephen and I sometimes tune out. No offense, Hamish, you're listening in there. We sometimes tune out in the news.
You didn't nick any of my endone, did you?
I'm sure Hamish came in with the story, or I really have dreamt it.
Jeez,
and we were talking about how good being a eunuch is these days.
Okay. Righto. I'm sorry, mate. I was here. There was no how good it'll be to be a eunuch one day.
There was, because I remember saying, you know, it's who used to look after the queens, because there was no trouble.
Oh, my God. She's dreamt
right?
this.
You want to remember
oh
this?
Oh, my God. EP Nikki, please. Okay. No. Stop. You dreamt it.
Oh, well, it was a darn good dream then.
It's a great dream.
Pretty sad that I'm dreaming about news stories, though.
No, pretty sad that you're dreaming about the show. It's not like we're here enough, is it? Don't worry. So am I. It's weird. It's all we do, though. Do show, go home. Dream about show, come back to show.
I retract that then, Rise. Maybe it's not going to be as fun as I thought it was for you.
I don't think it's going to be fun at all. Then you're in
Hey, I went, I busted my leg anyway, long story, but I've got to tell you about going to the specialist yesterday.
Yes.
My lovely love interest, Deanna, took me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she wasn't sure if she could come in with me, but as being able to help me, yes, she could.
Right.
We sat separate. And basically, this is exactly how it went.
Mm.
You can go in on your own. I'll wait here for you. I went, oh, okay, that's cool. Anyway, out comes, in slow motion, the specialist. Right? Tweed jacket, maybe just under 30.
But he was handsome.
Hot.
They always are.
Yeah. Orthopedic surgeons are the jocks of the medical world, Steve.
Tell me about it. And then suddenly I get up and she gets up. I went,
Weren't you staying?
Yeah, weren't you staying? And then, of course, because she's got up, I think she was just magnetised towards him, he went, oh, if you're together, you can come on in. She walked ahead of me.
So no helpies?
No helpies. And then walked ahead of me, and I'm like, oh, don't mind me, and they're chatting away, right? They go into the room, just sit here, and then I finally caught up with them, and I sat down, and it was like they're having a date. I got zero eye contact from either of them as they discussed my injury.
Oh,
I was a boxer dog, yeah. Oh, stop it. Anyway... It was the weirdest situation. So you're coming with me next time.
I'll be no help.
Tina will be worse.
Oh, what am I saying?
You better go, Ross. Yeah.
Actually, nah.
He appreciates a fine man too.
You're right. In fact, you're right. I'm going on my own, all right, so I can get some medical things talked about instead of... I'm pretty sure they... He said, oh, look, this, and then if you want to come back in 3 weeks. And she went, yeah, that'd be good. You're not paying the $200 there, Deanna. So it's going to cost me $200 for her to sit and Google eye my specialist.
Oh, well.
Are they all the jocks? Is that true?
Well, yeah.
Orthopedic surgeons are kind of like the cool kids of the science world.
Yeah, I had a very similar experience with Lorcan when he had his foot injury back in January. We had that guy up in Brisbane.
Did you get gooey? Yeah.
Listen to her, she can't even explain it. No, she's kidding.
It was a bit special too.
Okay. All right. Here's where, okay. And he said, probably let's get rid of that brace. And she went, yeah. She just agreed with everything you said.
Yeah, they have that effect.
And then it was, we'll get on the table. We can't pull your pants up to see your knee. You just drop your pants. And it was at that stage I realised that I had the good-looking doctor, my partner, staring.
At your banana legs?
Well, and other things.
Oh. Oh, what? Steve, you're going to see a doctor.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
You didn't know that you'd have to disrobe?
I just thought I could pull my tracksuit pants up.
For God's sake, how embarrassing.
Didn't go above the... Well, no. Yes, it was, Tanya. Thanks very much. God. I think I caught a glance of both of them every time, and even Deanna looking in going, oh, no.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Oh, no.
You got one of these.
I got one of these.
Fire away, Rise, because you know, Tanya and I, between the two of us, no matter what your question is...
You're the experts.
We'll have an answer.
Mm. At anything. So, I want to build a tree fort. So, ooh. Not like a tree house, like a tree fort. We've got this perfect tree in the backyard. It's kind of like got a few different forks coming out of it. Perfect.
What kind of tree is it?
It's a camphor laurel.
Ah.
Camphor laurel tree. So, it's a huge, big tree.
Yep.
And it's nice and healthy.
Yep.
So, I want to build a tree fort. My question to you guys is, will it kill the tree if I nail nails and screws into it, like big, to put the timber off?
No.
Okay.
Going to have to throw this to the arborist. So okay.
Arborist tenure? Arborist.
Yes.
No, it will be fine?
No, especially a camphor laurel. They're as hardy as all get out.
Yep.
They're basically a noxious weed.
They are, yeah.
So, you know, you can't kill them.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, are you as bored as I am?
Possibly border.
I think it's lovely, though, that you are going down that road of building a tree fort.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Why?
Mate, what building skills do you have?
Zero.
Don't get me wrong, Tanya, I'm on board with you. Tree forts and tree houses
absolutely.
Are great. But not built by Risey.
I've been YouTubing it, Steve. It doesn't seem
that hard. Oh, my God, you're putting your children in danger, sir.
That's right. I won't be up the tree. I won't be up it.
Are they climbing it anyway?
They're climbing it anyway.
Oh
they're climbing
God.
It, so I'm thinking, like... Well, they're only climbing to a certain stage and then they can't get any higher. So I'm thinking, if I build it higher,
if
they
you
get
build
higher.
It, they will come.
If they really will.
If you build it, they'll be going to the John Hunter.
Actually, you're totally right.
We've got a new...
especially Oscar.
Especially Oscar.
We've got a new tree fort in our street. My neighbour, Chris, built one for his kids and it's fantastic. I'm waiting. I'm praying that I take a walk down there
yeah.
very soon
yeah.
and I get copped with Nerf gun bullets because that's what... And I don't know whether Chris would appreciate me saying that, but I'd love to have a Nerf gun war with the kids while they're in the tree.
You know, it's funny you say that. We were coming out of my street yesterday, a bunch of kids and a Nerf gun, literally, because I had the window down, came into my car.
Really?
A bullet.
Did it?
And they went, sorry, we're after the magpie on the other side of your car.
Now, good excuse, kids.
Oh, my God, there's still hope for our kids. Like, you know, doing that sort of stuff.
It was the best part of Lorc's childhood.
Absolutely.
We had a camp for Laurel in the front yard.
Did you?
He was always up with a Nerf gun. I was having parties and everyone knew they'd had to duck and cover because they'd get showered with Nerf gun bullets on the way in the front gate.
Good times.
It's the best time.
Especially when they brought out that machine gun, Tommy gun one.
Yeah.
It just kept pelting.
Yeah. And you can buy heaps of ammo for Nerf guns these days. So you can buy like 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000 Nerf bullets.
They're the best.
Of course, we were in a different world to you growing up. We just called it a tree like everyone else. Oh, I say, I'm at the camp for Laurel. Yes, let's build a fort in the camp for Laurel, everybody. We just called it a tree.
Okay. Note to self. So I'm going to tell Lucy, when the tree dies in a year's time, Tanya told me it was
fine. It'll be fine.
Okay,
don't put copper nails in it.
Okay, jeez, okay.
Copper nails will kill the tree.
Okay, no copper nails. So what sort of nails?
Galvanized.
Good. Hey, well, okay.
Jeez, what am I working with?
What are you looking at?
I need some proper men.
I'm just on Instagram. You want to join?
Tanya and Steve.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
Look, everyone's on the 80s bandwagon because we reached that 80% first vax rate yesterday. Everybody's talking about 80s. I saw those hideous photos they put up of you and I yesterday from the 80s.
Settle down.
Fantastic.
I looked hot.
Okay.
You both looked hot.
Oh, God. You and your perm, but I was a babe.
I know. I was getting messages going, is that really your hair? No, we all did spiral perms in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was horrendous.
I know.
Anyway.
Don't you love it? Is that really, Steve? People are amazed that at any stage of my life I had hair.
Yeah, I know.
No, I did at one point have hair, everybody, all right? Need to get over that. Move forward.
Well, even today, Taste.com, I follow them because of all their yummy recipes. They've thrown out a list of 1980s dinners that are making a comeback.
Mm.
So it's kind of out of fashion food.
Yep.
They're calling that are now coming back. For instance,
all the great things we ate and nobody died.
Yeah, but they're kind of more talking about like dinners, like your sticky apricot chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real 80s thing.
Mum loved the apricot chicken, but as I've often told you about Betty, she was not big on ingredients.
And
you don't need the apricot, love.
But do you know how that was made, Steve? French onion soup packet mix, a can of apricot nectar, And cooked with your chicken,
which is why I always thought she should just call it French onion chicken because
exactly.
She didn't do the tin of apricots.
Oh, you're joking!
I'm not kidding. Mum was always big on that. What's that apricot chicken without apricots? Anyway, but yeah, you did right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, how revolting.
Yeah, I remember having that as a kid.
There you are.
And I loved it.
I know, it's yummy.
I'd actually eat it today. Yeah,
but, in the 80s, we were quite fancy.
Exactly.
Anything with condensed milk. That is definitely an 80s thing.
Yeah.
Cooking with condensed milk. Yucky.
Yeah.
What about the prawn cocktail? Now, they do that in a kind of deconstructed way these days and make it trendy. But the old prawn cocktail in a glass is so 80s.
Of course it is.
Yummy.
Pour that sauce in and I'll tell you what, healthy. Here's a little bit of lettuce.
Curried sausages.
Yum.
Steak Diane.
Yum.
They're just, look, let's shut up and ask people to join in.
No, you shut up.
133353, join in. We're talking about these 1980s.
Shut up,
the old school kind of home cooked meals that are making a comeback in your house.
Well, it's out of fashion food, but you still love it.
Mm.
What are you eating that's so, they're like, you can really tell it's from the 80s?
I've got a craving and haven't had it for a while. In fact, I can actually tell you, I haven't had it for however long I've been separated, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Corned beef.
Oh, with white sauce.
White sauce.
Oh, that's an 80s.
Mashed potato.
Yes. Yum!
And everyone else can have cauliflower, I won't. But, corned beef.
Oh, so obviously
Karen
used to cook it.
She did a really beautiful job of the corned beef.
Oh, that's sad.
And it was one of those, you know, you want it, I went, go on, do it. Yeah, one of those, go on!
That's another topic, things you miss about your ex.
Yes.
I reckon the love interest is going to have some corned beef on your plate tonight, Steve.
Well played, Steve. How to get a plate of corned beef.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys. Nice one. Actually, while you guys chat with the listeners, I'm going to come up with another few things I want.
Janine, hello. An out-of-fashion food you're eating.
How you going? Yeah, the good old lamb shanks. Oh, baked lamb shanks. Oh.
I like how lamb shanks were in, then they went out, yeah. and now they're back in again.
But, Janine...
But they cost a fortune. I was can't just buy a lamb shank. They used to cost you 50 cents. Now they cost you $50.
Just about to say... Mum and Dad said you could eat lamb shanks every night of the week. They were that cheap. And now you can't.
But then in the '80s, so were lamb chops. Lamb chops.
True.
It was like, oh, we're having chops again, Mum.
Yeah.
Thank you, Janine. Wow. Great suggestion there.
Kelly.
Good old braised steak and onions.
Braised steak and onions. That's
yeah.
80s?
Mm.
Yum. How do you make it? I don't even know.
No.
Oh, my grandma used to make the best.
What sort of sauce? Well, what
do you do with it, Kel?
It's more like a gravy.
Right.
So you've got big chunks of meat in gravy with onions and vegetables. Great.
Sounds yummy. Mm. Kind of reminds me of my dad has a like a mince dish. It's basically mince with Worcestershire sauce and a bit of onion.
That's it.
And that's it on toast. It's the best.
It is the best.
I'd eat it
now. And it's even better next day.
Yum.
Stop, Sharon.
Yes, Steve.
Sharon, an out-of-fashion food that you love, that you're still eating.
We had it a couple of nights ago, lamb's fry and bacon.
Lamb's fry and bacon. Is lamb's fry liver?
Yes.
Mm. And I'm not an awful guy, but with the bacon, it's...
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I do get that.
It's the only offal I can eat. I can't eat the kidneys and the tripe.
No.
What do you put on top of that? Like another...
Whatever you bloody want,
whatever you want. Sauce, gravy, whatever.
Oh, it's cooked in the gravy. Like, you do your your bacon first, then your lamb's fry.
Okay.
And you make your gravy out of flour and you mix it all in and then you serve it on top of really creamy mashed potato.
Yum. What are they? Why do they call it lamb's fry?
Because I think beef is a liver, whereas lamb's fry, it's just called lamb's. It's a lamb's liver.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Shaz.
Now, Cindy's about to tell us about the greatest food invention of the 80s.
Oh, my God, Cindy. Take us back.
Ham steaks with pineapple on top.
Oh, stop it.
Absolutely. If this country, everyone was forced to have that once a week, we'd all be better off.
In summer, Cindy, I remember ham steak with pineapple, Nana lettuce, and some sliced tinned beetroot. That was summer.
Yep.
You guys must have been rich.
Just lightly caramelised, and well, I can't find the round ones anymore, but I've cooked it for my kids a couple of times at Christmas. Fry up a bit of ham and put pineapple on top.
I bet they love it.
Yeah, they're a bit unsure.
Yeah.
Unsure.
I was wondering where you're going, Cindy, because it's hard to tell, isn't it? You know, when you do your favourite child memory meal and you give it to them with that big smile on your face going, get into it.
I can't believe, Cindy, that they don't have the round ham steaks anymore. You can't get them?
I couldn't find them. So
I haven't seen them either, and funny enough, I was a while ago looking for them. But you get square ones.
Do you?
Yeah, you get the deli, you'll have the thicker square ones.
Thanks, Cindy.
Here's one.
Yeah?
Fish finger sandwiches.
That was never a thing for me.
Fish finger sandwiches. Hence the reason why the fillet of fish is the most popular burger at McDonald's.
I think you're making that up.
I think I'm not.
You're telling me that the most bought burger is a fillet of fish.
Mm-hmm.
What about Big Mac?
Yeah.
When's the last time you got a Big Mac, Ross?
a few years ago.
How long?
Probably a year. When,
20.
When was the last time you bought a fillet of fish?
Never.
Exactly. Actually, one Good Friday when I was 18. I still remember it. One Good Friday.
Did
I was 18 years old.
Did you see that? It's still a loving memory.
It's Tenure and Steve. Triple M, thanks for your calls. You can call us anytime throughout the show. 133353 is our number at Triple M.
Get a bathroom with star power. Search Nova Castrian Bathroom Solutions. The E-Spot.
With EP Nikki. Yeah, well, two quick ones for you today, guys, but I think this first one is going to make your day. So Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito are reuniting to make a sequel to this movie.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Oh, obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
I don't remember a thing. I know the movie.
Yeah.
Twins.
But I don't remember a lot about it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. And there's going to be this. So the next one, get this, is going to be called Triplets. So they're finding...
They find another one?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is it a woman?
No, it's a man.
Mel Gibson?
no. So it's American comedian Tracy Morgan. So he'll be great. You'll know him when you see his face.
Yeah.
Is Tracy Morgan black?
Yeah.
So, of course. There had to be a woman or a black man.
Yeah.
Correct. So filming's going to start in January in Boston for that one. So it's going to be awesome.
Mm.
And the Rolling Stones have revealed the list of the 500 best songs of all time. So they've just done a full revamp of this one. More than 250 artists, writers and industry figures all came together to come up with this list. Any guesses on what you think might make the top 10?
Aretha Franklin.
It's number one.
Yeah.
There you go. Had to be.
Yeah. So a couple of others in the list. You've also got Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Ooh.
Hmm. Where's that? It is number five.
Yeah. Hmm. Led Zeppelin get in there anywhere?
Not in the top 10. Yeah. Mm. I assume later in the list. But yes, Dreams, Fleetwood Mac also made the list.
It is a great song, and no one has any business recreating this like some person has done.
Who?
I don't know. I was listening.
Yes, there
some,
is.
There is some
someone
girl.
Has, yes,
and
recently.
She does it exactly like Stevie. It's like, you need a slap for that. You don't. She's just done a karaoke version and putting it on the radio. Anyway.
I'll get on that bus one day, mate, and I'll track it down.
You should.
Because that slapping bus is getting a little bit grass growing all around it.
Yeah, I've missed it. We'll bring it back.
Well,
yeah.
I know. I'm helping tea.
But
fraud.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are pretty happy with this list, though. So, yeah. Other than that, Strawberry Fields Forever, The Beatles, nice. Stevie like that, and Hey Ya, Outkast.
That makes me so happy that it's that one, though.
Yeah.
And not, you know, let it be. That is good.
That
it?
Is good. A good list. I like it.
We don't often enjoy the list, but we like that one. Good.
It's a good one.
Thanks, Nick. There's the East Pop.
Good to see you playing one off it right.
Gavin DeGraw, not on the list of greatest songs, is on the list of rock's greatest hits. Newcastle's Triple M, yeah.
Some of those top 10 rock songs are a bit rubbish.
Well, Rolling Stones.
Not rock songs, sorry,
no,
best songs.
Rolling Stone, as Nick just told us, has revealed the list of the 500 best songs of all time.
Mm.
So this is a list that, now they are, you wonder who they asked. 250 artists, writers and industry figures.
Mm.
So
what would they know?
I know.
So you ask the listeners.
I'm not surprised with Aretha Franklin being
No, nor am I.
Not at all.
But for sure.
For many, many reasons.
Right. Yes, but Public Enemy at 2, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Like the Power.
Yep.
Sam Cooke 3 with The Change Is Gonna Come. Bob Dylan 4 Like a Rolling Stone.
That's a great
one
song,
of my all-time favourite Dylan songs.
Great song.
And the 5 is Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Which, again, is great fans of Dylan when we both kind of strolled out of the Dylan gig because we were bored.
Yeah.
Didn't play that one either.
No, he didn't.
He didn't play Hurricane or he didn't play...
His and two we're biggest ones.
Ten and I are like, we're going home. We're taking our lollies and we're going home, Bob.
Do you have one?
Yeah, look, for me, it's this one and I just hit it right. Let her face at first just go sleep. On the same grounds as at what did get in the list there, Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
It was that era of what is going on, you know, like
really
different and I still, as my favourite song, don't know what the hell that's about.
Okay. No.
Not really.
Well, can we throw it out? Let's do a list.
Yeah.
Yep.
1-333-53.
Give us a call right now. 1-333-53. Best song of all time.
Yeah, you're right.
Just throw it at us.
You're on the panel with Rolling Stone magazine, and you have to nominate a song. Okay, it's very hard to do. We know that. That's why we're making you do it.
Well,
you have to pick one.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is it's not necessarily popular.
No.
It's what you think.
See,
is the greatest song of all time.
Risey doesn't have it, but which is surprising because every man and their dog has done a version. Is it because you can't spell it properly, Rise?
No, I've spelled it right.
It's what song is it?
I think this might be it. I don't know.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you're right, you know.
I love Hallelujah.
Such a good song.
Everybody has done it. Leonard Cohen is the master,
I think,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't have the Leonard Cohen. I only had the Jeff Buckley, which I was trying to find.
There's three good versions. Buckley, of course, Leonard, because he wrote it.
Katie Lang.
The other guy, Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, yeah, yes, Rufus Wainwright. Brilliant.
But I agree with you.
Yeah.
That is just a cracking song.
I haven't been through the entire 500, sure it's in there somewhere.
It'll be in
133353, though. Give us a call. We're talking music. Your favourite, basically your favourite song.
Oh, I'm loving Simon already. Hey, Simon.
How you going, guys?
Really well. What is the best song of all time, according to Simon at Maitland?
Oh, it's got to be Three Dog Night, hasn't it?
See,
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
It's Joy to the World.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, that's it. Yeah, Joy to the World, yeah.
Bullfrog.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was a good friend of mine.
Dun, dun, dun.
Keep going.
No, that's all we know.
Couple of nice big fat spliffs and we'll be right.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Simon. Oh, my God. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, the kiddies are at home.
Oh, dear. Gareth.
All good.
Gareth, the best song of all time. What are you contributing?
Golden Earring, Red Eye Love.
Hey. Little known fact, Dutch band.
Are they?
Dutch band, yep.
Yep.
Why this one for you, Gareth? I love it.
It's just been there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
it's that bass line, isn't it, Gareth?
And the drum solo in it too. It's
true.
Yeah.
Love it.
It just ticks the boxes.
Well, thanks for contributing.
No worries.
Good on you, Gareth.
Good song.
Hello. Rothbury, Mel.
Hello, how are you going?
Really well, Mel. The best song of all time, according to you?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening
me. Galileo. Again, with Mel, and it's a bit like that, Strawberry Fields and Why to Shut Up. That just blew everyone's mind.
It so did.
When
Mel,
it came out.
Absolutely. Why for you, though?
Oh, just that everybody knows that song, young, the old, more or less sing their own version of it, but, yeah.
It's funny, Mel, every time we here at Triple M do, you know, we do the best songs, you know, but we do them occasionally, and that always figures in at least the top five, if not top ten, every time.
Yeah. Seriously,
yeah,
Mel.
It's an awesome song.
We do it so many times. Yeah, they run out of ideas. I think next week we're doing best songs of lead singers with big noses.
Thanks for the call. Jake's at East Maitland. Hi, Jake.
Morning.
Best song?
25 or 624 by Chicago.
Again, the bass line. Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Yeah.
No. The horn section.
The horn section.
The horn section. Well, I'm a sax player.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
We've got a Dave.
I tell you what, Dave, I reckon I may well be the only one that knows this one.
You probably are. It's a bit left field, but Brian Cadd, Let Go.
Such a good song.
How does it go, Brian? Oh, sorry, Dave.
I'm not singing.
Come on, Dave.
Let go. It ain't worth it, if she hurts you.
Yeah, that one.
Let go. It ain't easy if she don't care.
Yeah, I just think,
I may have used it in a breakup.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, well done.
Oh, Briny Cad.
Wow. Aaron?
Yeah, how you going?
Now, we're talking the best of the best of the best, and your vote is for?
The Newcastle song, come on!
Newcastle. Oh!
I think he's going.
Are you going the Down Hunter Street, the girls?
Yeah! Oh.
I know, because I thought the same when, hang on, which one? But yeah, the Normie
the
and.
Dave and the Darrows.
Don't you ever let a chance go. No. Hudson's.
Bob Hudson.
Bob Hudson, Don't You Ever Let a Chance Go by.
Well, we've got that
Normie.
One.
And, yeah.
With a 10-foot bikey, and you're going
to
say, yeah?
That's it.
Frozen.
Screen is frozen.
And that amazing follow up, Rack Off Normie,
you and your mates.
Thank you, Aaron.
How Aaron put that in greatest songs of all time.
I do too.
Oh, Hudson, Bobby Hudson be happy about that.
Where's Charlie Pride and the Snakes Crawl at Night?
I agree. Where is Charlie Pride and the Snakes Crawl at Night?
But if you ask my dad, that'd be in there.
Oh, well, okay, if we go in there, where's Harry Secom?
Oh.
There you are. I didn't like any of those.
I know.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Classic songs. Great songs.
Come on, 90s boy. Throw one of yours. Yeah. Come on. Okay. I'm curious. Okay. We wouldn't even get Eepy Nicky in here because it'll be a boy band.
Okay. This is a song from, I think it even might be the 80s. I don't know. It's the Pixies, Where Is My Mind? It's the last scene in Fight Club, this song.
Ready? Okay, enough of that, Rosie.
Rosie, stop the song. Rosie, stop the song immediately. You are obviously a mate of Bob Spliffboy earlier.
Yeah, we've been smoking some stuff.
You and Simon.
I thought he was playing Faith No More Epic.
Oh, no. Yeah,
and I went, good, well done.
No,
not that rubbish.
Newcastle Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. It's just gone 9 o'clock.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
Oh, world news, Steve!
Oh, look, as you well know, probably heard in the news this morning, Australia, the United States and the United Kingdom formed a new trilateral security partnership. Basically, they're going to give us or build us nuclear subs.
Some nuke subs.
Cool. Now, it's an historic joint announcement, and all three were there. But not like on we're there on Zoom to make this huge historic announcement.
And just on a visual, it's beautiful to see those three men leading the world.
Well, the thing about this is Joe Biden's going to cop it as the days, I'd suggest weeks, months, or years go on for this one.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be one of those infamies.
Yeah.
It'll roll around for a while.
He remembered who Boris Johnson was, but not so much the other bloke, our bloke. Have a listen.
Thank you. Over to you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Boris, and I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Oh, no. Someone give him a palm card.
Oh, that is so
Scott
bad.
Scott Morrison. He called the British Prime Minister by his first name. Thank you, Boris.
Yep.
And we get the fella from down under.
Hey, come on.
Oh, that's so bad.
In fairness, if you had been watching Biden closely, he forgets his wife's name. Everyone was so busy getting rid of Trump, they forgot to see what they were voting in. He's old and not a good memory.
Mm. Yeah, I'm surprised it's been this long. Because remember, I thought he'd go a year and then Kamala Harris would step in.
Yep.
It's been over a year, hasn't it? Or close to it.
Yeah, almost.
Nearly.
Almost a year coming up in November, isn't it?
Oh, no, he just forgot.
Yeah. But how's that played again, Rise?
Thank you. Over to you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
And Scott Morrison's looking at him like while he's...
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
You and I when we were at a radio event.
I've seen that, actually. Yeah. You turn to me and go, who's that? I'm like, worked with him for like 10 years. He used to be our boss for like 13 years.
Oh, poor old Scotty.
No, that's awful. Scotty from marketing. Not a very good marketer if you can't get the bloke to remember your name.
It's his own fault for not wearing a name tag.
That's it.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Tanya and Steve off to build another show for Newcastle with McDonald Jones. Build your dream home today.